Welcome back to Psalms, Psalm 107 today. How would you like to be a pagan? Let me rephrase that. Pagans worship gods that were moody, unpredictable, and sometimes just petty. You'd give your crops to your pagan deity a choice, and they'd maybe accept you, maybe reject you. Or you'd sacrifice a child to show your ultimate devotion, and that would seem dissentient for the rest of your life, right? Nope. You still never knew how that god was feeling. Next year, he or she may get offended because of something you said on a whim and wipe you out with a volcano or bring you a famine. This is why the ancient pagan religions are called mystery religions. One just never knew what to expect from the gods. Now contrast that with the God of the Bible. He enters a relationship with his people based on a covenant. The covenant to Israel was what the Bill of Rights was to the American people. It's a set of values that God bound himself to, an oath about how God would treat his people that would never change. It was reasonable. It was predictable. It had blessings for obedience and consequences for disobedience. You always knew what was going to happen based on your own behavior. It took all the guesswork out of it. Well, Psalm 107's theme is God's faithfulness to his promises or his covenant. And if you came from a pagan background, it was reason to praise him. The repeating chorus throughout the entire psalm says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind." The words translated unfailing love are hesed in Hebrew, literally translated covenant faithfulness. Verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." I can still see that kid's lip from the movie The Sandlot mouthing, "Forever." God's love is forever. His faithful love never ends. In other words, once you have it, it's always yours. And if you've experienced God's love, then you, my friend, have a love story of your own to tell. Verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west and north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle." Wait, what's he talking about here? He's going back in time to tell us about the children of Israel when they walked through the wilderness. Verse 5, "They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle." Okay, now, just how this psalm works, that's the first round of God's faithful deeds to his people. That was their story. So what's yours? What's the Lord done for you? Think about that for a second, and then join back in with the chorus in verse 8. "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." I don't know if you caught that, but verse 9 is a little add-on. "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." That's who God is. Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink freely from the rivers of life." He also said, "If you ask the Father for bread, he will not give you a stone, for God knows how to satisfy the children who ask of him." God might seem nebulous to you, maybe even mean at times, distant, like he's always angry. But that's where you're wrong. If you've ever realized that you've been wrong about a person, changing your mind about them once you got to know them, that's what it's like getting to know God. You start to learn that even when you're faithless, God is faithful even when we're not. Verses 10 through 20 speak about people who ended up in a bad way because of their own disobedience. But even then, God was faithful to break their rusty cages and let them run out again into freedom, because that's who he is. Verse 10, Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains, because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Wait, so even when I'm disobedient, God comes to my rescue? Yep. Maybe you thought, well, I got myself into this mess. I should probably get myself out. I can't go to God like this. Well, you're wrong. Verse 15, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Okay, I know you're waiting for it. This section was about liberating us out of the chains we forge by our own actions. And verse 16 breaks in with the add-on about God's faithfulness. For he breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their own iniquities. I feel seen here. Verse 19. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Never be afraid to cry out, even in the depths of your sin. He sends his word. He heals. He rescues. The chorus is the only response we can give in verse 21. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. And the add-on, verse 22. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. There is a sacrifice for when you and I screw up. Not just sin offerings, but thank offerings. Actual worship. God has bought my life and yours with his grace, and I will tell of his works with songs of joy, which is what the psalm is sweeping us into right now. Maybe pause right now and give him a thank offering. Thank you, God, for setting me free from prisons of my own design. But then, verses 23 through 32 apply God's deliverance to those who become overwhelmed by life's storms. But again, the chorus will follow. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, even in the storm, even in the scary times. And there will be scary times, my friend. This is life we're talking about, not some Pollyanna positive pie-in-the-sky magical fairy god. That's as useless as a god who is unpredictable like the pagans. No, in real life, in the midst of real storms, a real God can still be depended on. His faithful love holds firm through the tempest, through the storm, through the raging sea. But that's not easy. As I was writing this guide, someone texted me, someone who loves the Lord. How does one maintain hope when God seems to be allowing one calamity after another for 2 years with no end in sight? It's a good question. But the psalm ends with the ways that God sometimes flips things around when it seems impossible. No end in sight. Let's read verse 33 and see if we can find an answer. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who live there. He turned the desert into pools of water, and the parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and he did not let their herds diminish. Did you notice the opposites? Everything shifting from what it wasn't to becoming what God made it? That is what God can do in a moment. And in the same way, there's a shift in this psalm. The familiar chorus is replaced by a new line. Let the one who is wise heed, take note, think about it, camp out on this, ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. My friend, what about you? How has God turned it around for you when it seemed impossible? How has God flipped things around for you turntable on those out to get you? Well, it's time to tell your story, my friend, and to sing praise to the Lord for His faithful love and His mighty deeds.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.